Titans basketball is on the air on this Friday, February 26th from Monmouth Roseville High School. It's Jeff Thompson and Michael Blazing, and we're broadcasting from the Vicroy Furniture Broadcast Booth. And our pregame show is brought to us by Office Specialists with locations in Galesburg and Kewaunee, providing solutions for your business. Office Specialists online at osi.biz. This is the Class 2A Regional Championship. Two teams with identical 18-9 records. The number 2 seed and 3 seed of the subsectional. The number 1 seed was Rock Ridge, and they're playing for the championship in their regional tonight up at Orion. It is the Kewaunee Boilermakers versus the Monmouth Roseville Titans. Michael, I got here at about 5 till 6, and they were turning people away. This place is packed. Kewaunee traveled well. And there's people sitting on the steps. I mean, there is not a seat to be had.
No, I don't think so. And, you know, as you would expect with, you know, obviously a little bit of a smaller gym, but Monmouth has always had a good crowd. As you mentioned, Kewaunee travels well. Their senior, Donovan Oliver, it's his year, you know, and I think everyone's wanting to see them make a deep run.
Well, they have played a common opponent, Rock Ridge, close, just like they just like the Titans did, but they've been rolling over their last 15 games with only a couple of losses there. We'll break down both teams a little bit more during this pregame show. We'll also have interviews with both coaches, and then we'll get this game going in just 11 minutes per the clock. We will take a one-minute timeout, come back, and get into it a little bit more in this pregame show. This is Titans basketball tonight on WMOI and WRAM. Welcome back to Monmouth Roseville High School, and this is the pregame show. Class 2A regional championship between the Kewaunee Boilermakers and the Monmouth Roseville Titans. The Titans are going for their fifth regional title in a row. That is phenomenal. Kewaunee got to this championship game with an 83-61 win over Rova Williamsville. All-Stater Donovan Oliver scored 46 points in that game. That's a career game high for him. 33 points of those were in the second half. The Titans advanced with a 64-56 win over Stubborn Knoxville. Titan had Jordan Cheek, D. Coleman, and Sam Gillen all score in double digits. And actually, Michael, I was not there, nor were you. I was out of town, didn't broadcast the game, but the two teams meeting tonight met in Kewaunee early in the regular season, and the Boilermakers prevailed 67-54. That was the night that Jordan Cheek went down with an injured ankle, and in that game, Tanner Arzella had 11, Donovan Oliver had 26 for the Boilermakers, and for the Titans, Sam Gillen had 22 and D. Coleman had 12. So I think you have to look at Gillen and Coleman as the scorers for the Titans tonight. Oliver's going to get his. Yeah, I think it's all going to come down, depend on those other players and just how they perform in this atmosphere and with this intensity.
Right, and I think, you know, for the Titans, obviously you have the home court advantage. You're probably going to be, you know, the underdogs tonight, but the home court advantage, I think, gives you a little bit of a leg up. And, you know, we can document a little bit later, but there's a couple things that over the course of the year, Kewaunee hasn't done well, and that's shoot free throws and rebounds. So if you're the Titans, you think, you know, those are things that, as far as the rebounding, don't take a lot of, you know, coaching. You just got to take a lot of effort. And if you put the Boilermakers on the line, if they're a little bit cold, I think the Titans got a shot in the end.
I have no idea what they're going to do with all these folks, because there's people on the end line, on the east end. We always are in a kind of a cubby above the doors in our broadcasting area. There's people on those tonight, people sitting on the stairs. They're got to be over the fire code, but whatever the case, we got a jammed house, and it's going to be fun. All right, hey, let's go ahead and get to the coaches' interviews. And our coaches' interviews are brought to us by State Farm, brought to us by John Ferguson of State Farm. In fact, on the square in Monmouth, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Our first interview is with the Kewaunee Boilermaker coach, Sean Lewis. Caught up with him just a little while ago during the three-point contest. Welcome back to Monmouth Roseville High School. This is the pregame show before the big championship of this Class 2A regional between the Kewaunee Boilermakers and the Monmouth Roseville Titans. Next up is our interview with Coach Chuck Grant of the Titans. And, of course, our interviews are brought to us by John Ferguson of State Farm. All right, Michael, there are other regionals going on tonight that all feed the Princeton sectional. Tell us quickly what's going on.
Yeah, you bet. At the Byron Regional, Winnebago, the number one seed, 21-6, taking on the 4 seed, Rockford Christian, who's 13-13. That game's tonight. Also tonight, Rockridge, number one seed, at Orion is taking on Princeton, the four seed. They're 18-10. And then at Sterling at Newman Central Catholic, Sterling Newman, the host, they're 24-4. They take on Oregon, the number three seed, who's 21-8. So I think that could be a good game. But I think you would expect Winnebago, Rockridge, Sterling Newman to move on. And then obviously the winner of this game. But that really sets up to be a pretty good sectional.
I agree. It's a great sectional. I mean, you would expect Rockridge to get there. Anything could happen here at Monmouth-Roseville tonight, and then Winnebago, and that's just going to be a great sectional. Let's hope that the Titans can get there. I'm sure we've got a lot of listeners, probably they're Boilermaker fans as well tonight, so we welcome you to listening to our broadcast. But I will tell you, we are homers, and we are hoping the Titans advance on.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get into the starting lineups, and today's starting lineups are brought to us by our Monmouth area McDonald's. Stop by your Monmouth McDonald's and enjoy one of the best salads in town. And don't forget to try something off of their dollar menu. You know, tonight we're going to start with the visiting team. And what's odd is that because the Titans are the visiting team because of the lower seed, they're in dark blue. So go ahead and tell us about the Titans.
All right, starting for the Titans. At guard, senior 5'10", number 5, D. Coleman. Shooting guard for the Titans, 6'1", senior number 3, Sam Gillen. And the other guard for the Titans, 6', senior number 10, Omar Alcala. Underneath, the Titans will start 6'1", sophomore number 32, Jordan Cheek. And the man in the middle, 6'4", junior number 33, Jared Kirby.
Going on for the Kewaunee Boilermakers, it's 6'1", senior Tanner Arzola. 5'11", junior Juan Contreras. 5'10", senior Cole Vickery. 6'5", senior Colton Johnson. And the All-Stater, 6'6", senior Donovan Oliver. It's going to be a great one, folks. We're looking forward to bringing it to you. It is a packed house here at Monmouth-Roseville. So Michael, keep your cool, all right?
Yeah, I will. I just hope people can hear me. You might be hearing the Monmouth student section in the background. I tell you what, it's electric in here. Shades of when the Titans, you know, maybe like when Martell, Trayvon, Smith were here, when the Titans were ranked, and boy, it was a packed house every single night. It is loud. It's going to get warmer, but boy, what an atmosphere.
All right, so at the center circle is Jared Kirby for the Titans and Donovan Oliver. And we will get this ball game underway. We will take a look at our referees at some point here in this first quarter, but we are underway, and Oliver controls the tip for the Titans, and Arzola will run the point for the Boilermakers against the man-to-man defense from the Titans. On the left wing, it is a drive by...
That's number 30.
30.
Although we don't have it in the program, we'll get that for you, folks.
We do have that, and that is... heck, he's not even on the roster that was sent to me by the desk, but we'll get to it. Titans turn it over as Coleman got it to Kirby. He lost the handle. He gets it ahead. I believe that's probably Arzola.
And that's Juan Contreras, the 5'11 junior guard. He's number 3, but he's 30 tonight.
So some reason Contreras has a different jersey on, number 30 instead of number 3. So sorry about our confusion to start this off. And all I know is that he's got a drive on the left side for 2 and then a breakaway on a pass from Oliver for the next basket. It is 4-0, and Coach Grant takes a quick timeout and says, don't get intimidated by the stage here. Play your game.
Right, and just, you know, take a breath. You know, it's the regional championship. The place is packed, and you tend to get caught up in that. Take a breath. Get into your set. You know, Titans turn it over there on their first possession, which leads to a basket. So some full court pressure here, light full court pressure, kind of a zone 2-2, 2-1-2.
Better get it across. There are probably about 8 right now. They finally do to Gillen. Gillen has it top of the key. He is guarded. He has the ball stolen by Contreras, and he is fouled by Gillen. So Juan Contreras off to a phenomenal start for Kewaunee. It was on the floor, so it will be Kewaunee ball under their basket.
You know, and Donovan Oliver hasn't even touched it yet.
other than the assist.
Other than the assist, right.
Here's Oliver taking a three. It's long, no good, but it's rebounded in there by Colton Johnson, the 6'5" senior. Kiwani has in the hands of Contreras. He spins inside, gives it outside to Johnson. Johnson working on Kirby, gets down to the block, spins inside, misses a shot, being bounced around, and it is saved by Oliver. And then it's tipped away by Gillen. Gillen, Contreras racing for it. Gillen out. Gillen beat him to it, and it's two for the Titans, 4-2.
Someone almost as fast as Sam Gillen there in Contreras, but Sam won the battle to the ball and got the easy two.
Oliver has it to Contreras. He's guarded by Gillen. Ocala is on Oliver tonight. Ocala at 5'10". Here's a drive inside, no good. Rebound by Vickery. Out to Johnson, inside to Contreras. He puts it, nope, it bounces out. Kirby comes up with a rebound and gets it to Coleman. Good job by Jared Kirby to stay strong there. Ocala has it on the left wing. He gets into the paint, out to Kirby. He traveled, and they call it. He did the two-step, just too excited. The two-step before he went.
And that's three early turnovers for the Titans, which obviously Coach Grant doesn't like to see. And two quick offensive rebounds, which we're going to keep an eye on tonight for Kiwani. I think a key to the Titans game is just to make sure that we limit those offensive boards.
Here's Oliver shooting another three. Right. Barely hits the rim. Coleman comes up with it. Here come the Titans. They can tie it up here. He's at the free throw line to Gillen. Gillen. Yep, that's going to be a travel. It was a nice job by Contreras closing out on Gillen. As he went in the air, he put it down on the floor, and they call a travel.
And that was pressure by Contreras. Really quick point guard, just a junior, so Titans are going to have to deal with him next year as well.
Contreras is impressive so far, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, and he comes in averaging 10.5 points a game, so he's Oliver's wingman.
Vickery has it. Now to Johnson. They get it inside to Contreras. Contreras is fouled inside by Gillen. Sam Gillen looks at him, and that's Sam Gillen's second foul. That is big.
Yeah, it is, and I didn't see much contact there, but when you're going up for this shot, I think that's not a given, but any contact's going to be called in those situations, I think.
Contreras to the line and makes the first one. He's got all 5 points for the Boilermakers. They lead 5-2. Gillen checks out. Braden Reese checks in.
You know, and for Contreras, he's only a 53% free throw shooter this year, 34 out of 64. He looked good on that one, though.
You can probably hear the Titan kids all yelling from straight across the gym from us. And Contreras misses the second one. It's 5-2. Coleman has it. Coleman is guarded tonight by Tanner Arzola, the 6'1" senior. Here's a drive inside by Coleman, and he is fouled either by Oliver or Johnson, and he'll shoot two.
Let's hope it's Oliver. It's not.
It is. It is on Colton Johnson, the 6'5" senior, so they are big inside, but it is going to be the card play of the Titans. It really should tell the tale tonight if the Titans can beat the higher seed Boilermakers.
Right, yeah. I mean, and Johnson is big, but not much of a factor, averaging a little under 5 rebounds a game, only 4 points a game, only a 49% free throw shooter. So basically in there for, you know, as another body, probably set a lot of screens for Oliver and Contreras.
Coleman made both free throws, so we're at 5-4 with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. A three-pointer to Contreras. Arzola threw it to Contreras on the left wing. Nobody got to him, and he canned a wide-open three, 8-4. Going to have to get close out on guys a lot better than that. Here's a pass over to Kirby. Kirby short arms it, gets his own rebound.
That's going to be two on Johnson, so they're going to bring in a sub real quick so they don't get much smaller as they bring in 6'5". Manny, what are you going to say to that? Damus.
So Kirby's going to go to the line to shoot two as he was putting it back, fouled by Johnson. So Kirby at the line. Jared looks very nervous tonight.
A little bit. He short-armed the, as you would say, turtle-armed that short jumper when he was, in a sense, wide open.
Hopefully he'll settle into the game here. Johnson is out. Damus is in. Kirby going to try to make the second one and gets the roll. 8-5, 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. Oliver has it outside. He takes it in hard, and he puts it in for two. Nice job by Oliver. Just went up and over Kirby. It's 10-5, Kiwani. Coleman has it. Boy, quick hands from Kiwani. Coleman took it down to the right block, and a reach-in foul is called, I believe, on Contreras, so it will be Titans ball underneath their hoop.
Yeah, good job by D just protect it, but you're right, quick hands by both Contreras and by Arzola. Titans are going to have to make sure they take care of the ball.
Mercola brings it in. He shoots a pass over to Reese. Reese misses the three, and it's Oliver with the rebound. Here come the Boilermakers.
You'll see a lot of Oliver rebound and bring it up by himself.
Oliver gives it to Contreras. Contreras on Reese. He goes on around him into the paint and floats it up. Juan Contreras is...
He's on what they call on fire.
He is on fire. He is quicker than anybody that's guarded him, and it's making a difference. Titans at the other end. They shoot a three from Akala, and he misses it. And it's rebounded by the Boilermakers. Ball's rebounded. It's tied up. It's Manny Damus and Kirby tied it up on the jump ball. And it will be Titans ball.
You know, and it's early going, Jeff. We've seen a lot of action from D. Coleman, but you know who hasn't touched it is Jordan Cheek.
That is correct. He has not yet. Of course, he's also got Donovan Oliver on him, too.
Right, right. But just to not even touch it, you know, you'd like to get all, as Coach likes to do, get all five guys involved.
Carter Bell's checked into the ball game. Ocala has it. Back to Coleman. Coleman pulls up from 10 feet, puts it up, almost gets the roll. It's tipped around. Oliver comes up with it amongst all the bigs. He gets across half court, puts a shake in Ocala, takes it in. No good. Ball's bouncing in the air. Grabbed by Kirby. Here come the Titans. 12-5, 3:22 to go. Ocala gets it inside to Cheek, and Cheek puts it in for two over Oliver. 12-7, Boilermakers. Contreras has it outside. Boy, he goes around Bell quickly, but it's swatted away by Kirby. Coleman has it. Coleman gets it across half court, down to the corner to Ocala for a three. No good. Tipped away. Here comes Arzola. Arzola guarded by Coleman. Gets it inside. They're going to call a body foul as a four shot by Manny Damus was made. See if they get Kirby or Cheek, but it looked like Kirby got it. Good block from the backside, but they do call a foul on Cheek on the body.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to call a foul like that, I just don't like how they call it. It's a foul, but they called it like with the body, but they didn't call it the body. They called it like a hack.
Yeah.
Which it wasn't a hack. That's just a pet peeve of mine, Jeff.
Well, the Kiwani, by their stats, is not a good free throw shooting team, and Damus misses the first one.
Yeah, and Damus is not a good free throw shooter either, 60% on the year.
Second one is up, and it's good. You had the negative-positive effect there, you know that?
Did I?
Yeah, I think so. That's why I made it. 13-7. Well, Coleman has it on the right wing. Looks for inside to Kirby, doesn't give it to him, and goes outside to Bell. And Bell throws it away. Nope, it's tipped.
Almost.
On the sideline. It was Arzola hitting the line. Remember that Gillen has two fouls early in this regional game. Bell back out, Reese back in. You know, Reese can get hot, but he's not. When he's cold, he's cold. And then you get good defense out of Carter if you could blend those two together.
So. Exactly. Maybe just mesh them together a little bit.
Reese
showing his own.
Yeah, Reese throws it over to Coleman. He misses it. Reese with the rebound to Kirby. Kirby short arms it, misses another crip inside, and Arzola has it, bringing it up against the Titans. He gets a nice feed inside to Juan Contreras, and Contreras puts it in for two. It's 15-7.
I'm running out of room here on my stat sheet for Contreras here in the first quarter.
How many points he got so far? Here's a shot by Ocala, and gets a nice roll for two. It's 15-9.
He's got 12 of their 15,
Jeez.
Jeff.
Contreras has it, goes outside, and then back inside, feeds it over to Damus. Ball's shot is missed, finally tracked down by Kirby, and here come the Titans. Minute 42 to go, 15-9 Boilermakers. Here's Coleman taking it inside. Beautiful job by D. Coleman attacking. He slithered through and laid it in on the left side.
Well, you know who's not in there is Oliver for the Boilermakers. He'd normally be trolling the lane there.
Here is Damus outside to Contreras. Oliver just must be taking a rest. It's a long ball game, and so far Kiwani has been doing a nice job. Arzola has it. Arzola takes it up top to Zach Brown, and he travels.
He should stick to singing, Jeff.
Well, the cat can sing. 15-11 is the score. A couple other changes here. Let's see. Ethan Sikorsky's checked in, so he's out there with Cheek, Reese, Coleman, and Bell. With a minute 12 to go, Titans trail by 4, 15-11. Bell has it outside. I'd like to see Carter attack once in a while. You know that?
Yeah, especially, you know, Ryan Hansen, whose guard name is not a factor at all.
Reese has it. Down to Bell. Bell's on the baseline. He takes it in hard, scoops it up. No good. They're going to call a hand check by Ryan Hansen, and Bell's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Do you want to give me credit for that one, since I said that Hansen wasn't a factor and Carter took it right to him?
Absolutely.
All right.
By the way, our referees tonight are Dave Hasley, Aaron Furrow, and Doug Williams. That's a look at our referees brought to us by Doctors Distin and Doyle in Monmouth and Alito. Make sure you're seeing every play. Get your eyes examined regularly with Doctors Distin and Doyle.
Carter missed the first one a little bit long. It didn't look as smooth. Looked a little I don't want to say nervous, but just not smooth. You know, I like Coach Grant's move here. A minute left, you're only down four. Getting some guys in early to get maybe some of those jitters out.
So Austin Hammond checks in for Cheek. Bell misses both free throws, so hate to see that. Oliver is back into the ball game, by the way.
That's kind of unlike Carter. He's a 70% shooter from the line.
And looks like the Titans got like a look at the defense here when we get to it, but it is Manny Damus that travels, and another turnover by Kiwani. And I don't know if the Titans just weren't communicating on who they had, or if they somehow, some way, came up with some like a
little hybrid.
Yeah,
defense.
It looked like three guys were in zone, two guys were in man. I don't know what Chuck didn't say about that. Here is Coleman. Coleman has it outside with 30 seconds to go. They get it inside to Kirby. Kirby back to Reese for three. Good. Inside, outside game. Reese cans a three. It's 15-14.
As you mentioned, Jeff.
Here is Donovan. Oliver driving the baseline, and it is fouled, taking it in hard on the left side. Coach Grant doesn't like the call. Quite a bit of body from what we saw.
Well, yeah, not only that, Jared left his feet again, you know. And of course, you know, Oliver at 6'6 is going to go over you. Just stand your ground, make him take a tough shot. He was on the baseline, tried to bank it in.
First free throw is up, and a friendly roll for Oliver. 16-14, Kiwani.
You know, and Oliver obviously gets to the line a lot. We've talked about how important he is to them, shooting 68% from the line. Been there almost now 175 times on the year.
Oliver with the second one. You can probably hear the Monmouth Roseville kids, and it's good. Oliver, nothing but net. That's a nice looking free throw. 17-14.
Just four in the game for him out of their 17 points, but it's been the story of
seven seconds to go. Bell has it. You gotta get it to Coleman to create. Get it to Coleman to create. Instead, they give it to Reese. Reese is way outside, and the time runs out. Doggone it. 17-14. Kiwani Boilermakers lead after one quarter. A good Class 2A regional championship. We'll be back. Titans basketball on the Titans Sports Network. People sitting in the aisles. The East End has people against the wall. There's people out in the hall. Then we got our pretty little perch up here where nobody's crowding us. That's pretty sweet,
yeah,
isn't it?
I tell you what, this leg room I have is phenomenal.
We got our kitchen counter height, the chairs with the back. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, man.
And I know one thing, the Titans got to be happy trailing only by three when Sam Gillen plays about 4 minutes of that first half and picks up his second foul. We'll start this second quarter with Ocala, Kirby, Coleman, Cheek, and Reese. Reese hit a three there, and he is a streaky shooter. You never know. Here is Donovan Oliver taking it in hard, blocked by Cheek. Cheek comes down with it and gives it to Coleman. Coleman across half court. Looked inside, thought about getting to Kirby, doesn't do so. Reese has it, swings it on over to Ocala. Omar drives in hard to Kirby. Kirby loses the handle, turns, puts it up, and puts it in. 17-16. Here come the Boilermakers. It's a drive inside by Zach Brown. He misses it, and it's rebounded by the Titans. The Titans can get a lead right here. Cheek has it outside, over to Alcala. Alcala picks it up, gives it to Reese. Reese drives into the paint, out to Cheek. Cheek up to Coleman, top of the key. Coleman goes down the block, lots of body, and it is a foul. It's going to be on the floor, I believe, and it is. Yep. I like to see D creating.
You need to have him create as a senior like that. If you're not getting anything else, we got, you know, some jump shooters. D's got to be able to take it and either create for himself or create for others.
And he did that. It will be Ocala taking it out for the Titans into Reese. They close out an in much tighter. Here is Cheek trying to go up and over an Oliver, and Oliver just kind of blocks it away and grabs it. Seven. I like to see Cheek trying that anyway.
Yeah, maybe just next time a pump fake or two, get him up in the air.
Here's a drive and a nice dish. Wow, Tanner Arzola drew the attention, everybody, dished it off to Colton Johnson, and he laid it in for two, 19-16. Here is Coleman. Coleman steps in, takes a shot, and no good. And it's Oliver with another rebound.
His fourth.
Oliver across half court, gives it to Arzola. Arzola, the top of the key, takes a jump shot, no good, rebounded by Cheek.
I'd let him take that every day, Jeff.
Cheek gets it ahead to Ocala, and it's a kick on Johnson, so the Titans will have it underneath their hoop. Carter Bell's going to check in for D. Coleman on a really quick breather, I would expect.
Yeah, I would expect so, too, especially with Sam Gillen out as well.
You know, it's a big dilemma what to do with, you know, one of your best players having early fouls. And I know Chuck's experimented putting somebody in with two fouls in the first half. But referee's pointing up in the crowd about something. I think it must have been about a light.
It can't be about an individual, you know, that they can hear, because nobody can hear anything.
Well, if Steve McVay was here, I think we'd hear him. 19-16 is the score. Ocala has it, takes it inside, nothing there. He gives it to Kirby on the left baseline. Back to Reese. Reese is now guarded by Contreras. Gets it into Kirby. Kirby throws it away. Jared's just playing a little nervous. If he can just settle down a little bit, he'll do fine.
Yeah, they got a little pick and roll with Jared, and Jared got it in the lane, which is normally where you want it to be, but Jared didn't really take a look at the basket there. And you know, he should go at Colton Johnson for the Boilermakers. He's got two fouls.
Contreras has it on the left wing, gives it to Arzola, then they give it to Johnson. Johnson, not a scorer for them.
No, he didn't even look at the basket if he's outside the lane.
6'5". Ocala doing a good job on Oliver, and it's missed inside by Contreras. Oliver tipped it, but the Titans gathered the rebound, so they have a chance to get within one or tie it up. Ocala has it on the baseline. I can see Omar get a basket here somewhere. Cheek now has it. He goes against Oliver and misses that shot, and here comes Oliver with it. Boilermakers are led by Oliver with, 22 points a game, I believe?
Yeah, 23.2.
And there's going to be a offensive foul called on a pick by Colton Johnson. That is his second. He got in a big collision with Cheek.
That's three on him, I think.
Think that's his third?
I think that's his third. He went out early because it was two. I'm pretty sure
So Colton Johnson, the 6'5" senior, picks up his third foul on an offensive pick.
Yeah, they're going to need to get big minutes out of Manny Damas, who really just hasn't been much of a factor all year.
Here's Coleman getting the lane, dribbles off his foot, picks it up, and then gives it to Reese for a three. No good. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Vickery, so it'll be Titans ball.
Kind of a break there for the Titans. No one really around it, and two Kiwani players just kind of let it go out of bounds off the tip.
Ocala's going to bring it in to Reese in the corner, to Cheek, to Ocala, out to Coleman for a three. Coleman elevates. Good! D. Coleman ties his game up at 19 with a three with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Ball's outside to Vickery. Gives it to Oliver on the baseline. Oliver guarded by Ocala. Asks his guys to clear out a little bit. He's looking for a pick. Instead, he gives it all the way up to Tanner Arzola across court. Arzola gets it down to Damus. Now it's back out front to Arzola. Coach, here's a three out of the corner. No good from Oliver. I'm not sure that's his shot. It's tipped out to Braden Reese. Reese takes it in strong. No good. Just tried to take a difficult shot over Arzola. Now a three from, oh no. Three-pointer was taken by Juan Contreras, and Cheek undercut him. And it will be three shots for Juan Contreras. He went on his backside, kind of holding his hip. But that was not the good foul.
Yeah, and I didn't see it. I was trying to write down a couple of stats here. But you're right. Regardless of what, you know, the circumstances, you foul a three-point shot.
He just got his foot under too far, and, you know, yeah, that's a foul. First shot is up from Contreras, and it's good. 20-19, Kewanee leads with 4:02 to go.
You know, and if we're talking about stats, Contreras comes in basically averaging one three-point make a game. So definitely would rather drive than shoot from 20 feet.
Well, he's got an opportunity to score three. He's made the first one. A little discussion amongst the refs, making sure it was a three-pointer. Second one is up and good. Thing is, folks, the other night, Tuesday night, Oliver had 46 points in that game. So at some point, you kind of wonder just, you know, will he decide he's going to try to turn it on more? And he did it inside the other night. And tonight he shot threes outside.
Yeah, well, at this rate, with Juan Contreras scoring 80% of their points, either you won't have to.
Contreras made all three free throws. It's 22-19. Here is Bell giving it to Ocala. Ocala for a three, no good. Omar just can't get the shot to go down so far tonight. Here comes Oliver. Oliver across half court to Contreras. He traveled. He was going to shoot a three, saw the opening, and he just didn't. He failed to dribble.
A little happy there with those feet, huh?
22-19 is the score. And the Titans will have it. Coleman cross half court to Ocala. Ocala to Coleman. Coleman now guarded by Oliver. That's different. Coleman takes it in hard. I thought he traveled himself. Got it over to Kirby. Kirby has it. Gets it inside to Ocala. Ocala is fouled on the inside by Vickery. And will it be bonus? Is that the seventh? Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I keep looking at that thinking Monmouth is the home team, but we're not. So
Titans in blue tonight. They're the visitor on the board. They trail 22-19 with 3:27 to go, with Omar Ocala at the line to shoot one and bonus. It's a seventh team foul on Kewanee, five so far on the Titans. First one's up. No good. Doggone it. Free throws Achilles so far for the Titans as well.
3 of 7 so far.
22-19. You know why they say the Achilles?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I know. Don't know. Here's Contreras shooting the three. No good. Rebounded by Oliver, and he puts it back up for two. Oliver just elevated, got above everybody. 24-19, Boilermaker.
Yeah, that's a tough assignment there on their offensive board there.
Coleman gets to the free throw line, shoots a jump shot, no good. Oliver comes up with another one. He gets across half court. He dribbles on Ocala. Nice job by Omar, and then it's a floater inside by, ooh. Oh, I thought they were going to call over the back on Oliver. Instead, they're calling Kirby for his, I believe, second foul on the rebound.
Yeah, it's his second. And again, you know,
I thought that was kind of a touchy foul.
Yeah, I think so. But Jared went up with him and then wasn't in position to rebound.
Here's a drive inside by Damus, and he travels. Kewanee fans are up in arms, looking around.
He traveled before the contact, I thought. He was falling down.
Kirby checks out with his second foul. So Sikorsky in there with Ocala, Reese, Coleman, and Bell. Gillen has not been back out there since, what, midway through the first quarter. Here's Coleman taking it in hard. Floater, no good. Rebound by Oliver, all the way ahead to Arzola, and he puts it up for two, and Coach Grant calls a timeout. So just a poor shot by the Titans, and then a fast break by Kiwani, and they extend their lead to 7, 26-19. And Coach Grant takes a timeout, and it is a 30.
I tell you what, you know, there's someone else on the floor I know for the Boilermakers, but none of them are rebounding except for Oliver. He's got 9 rebounds, and now he's got 3 assists, all of them on tough shots by the Titans, which have turned into layups for the Boilermakers.
By the way, the Achilles, you say, you know, that's the Achilles of the team. The Achilles heel, Trojan warrior, only weakness, hit with an arrow in his Achilles tendon.
Oh, okay.
Knocked him down.
Wow. Well, you know, you're getting a history lesson, you know.
Well, thanks to our producer, Julie Richardson. She knows these fun and fabulous facts. I bet she didn't even have to Google that. She probably just knew it.
Probably not.
26-19, 2:30 to go here in the second quarter. Bell's going to bring it in for the Titans out of the timeout. It's in the hands of Coleman. Coleman ahead to Bell. Got to get some scoring out of somebody else other than Coleman. Here is Bell. Bell floats it out to Ocala. Down to Reese for a three. It's up. No good. And it's rebounded by Damus. He gives it up to Oliver. Oliver gets it ahead to Contreras. Contreras is down the floor fast every time.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, they figure they can rebound with Oliver and a couple of others, and the other guys just take off.
They lob it inside to Oliver, and he has it knocked out of bounds by Ocala. Omar's just, he's such a good defender, and Omar is listed at 6 foot. I'm not sure he's that, but he does a nice job. Arzola has it up top, guarded by Reese. He's on the right wing, now gives it to Contreras. Contreras thought about lofting it on in to Oliver, doesn't do so. Instead, he floats a crazy pass all the way over to Hansen, and now Oliver has it on the right wing. Here's a pick set. Back out to Contreras. Contreras drives hard. That's going to be a block. Ooh, no, it's a blocking foul. The way the referee Dave Giesen first made his motion, I thought he was calling a charge.
He really stuck out that two shots call. I thought it was, he called both.
It looked like he was ready to punch his fist like a charge, but
right.
I did think it was a foul on D. Coleman and to the line to shoot two.
Just slid under him just a bit. He was close.
Yeah, we'll be, is that 3 on D? No. No.
No, I don't think so. They're going to get that fixed. I think that's only his first.
Well, does Zach Brown have 5? Because there's
a five up.
There we go. It is the first on
first.
D. Coleman. Woo! Contreras missed the first one, makes the second one. 27-19, a minute 35 to go in the first half. 8-point lead for Kiwani.
And 16 now in the half for Contreras.
Here is Bell getting into the paint, and Oliver just goes slicing in there above everybody. Somebody's got to put a rear on him and get him out of there.
Yep.
Here's Oliver at the free throw line, forces a shot, no good, rebounded by Coleman. Coleman gets across half court, goes right by Contreras. Come on, D, take attack. There you go, put it in, and it's good. He went down that right block. It slid underneath. So D. Coleman keeping the Titans in the ballgame, 27-21. 1 minute to go here in this first half. Here's Contreras to Arzola. Arzola gets to the elbow, takes it back to Contreras. Contreras back to Arzola. You know, you think they would be putting Oliver on the block once in a while.
Well, they are, but Sikorsky's doing a good job of help defense, and Damus is not much of a factor, so good job by the Titans there of kind of boxing Oliver in when he gets to the post.
Contreras has it with 33 seconds to go. He's out top. It looks like to me that Kiwani's just fine. Up, here's a steal by Ocala. Kiwani, I think, was going to try to just shoot one shot. Instead, they get it stolen, and the Titans now will do a little five out, one in. They get it to Reese. Reese shoots a three. Oh, no good. It's Oliver with another rebound. Oliver gets across half court. He's got Ocala on his side. He takes it in hard. And they're calling a charge on Oliver. He kind of, he was chested up by Carter Bell. That call goes the Titans' way.
Some of that is the fact that, Donovan Oliver's 6'6" and Carter Bell's 5'10". But Carter was in position.
He was in position. I kind of thought it was more of a no call.
Could have been, yeah.
But it's a call on Oliver, and that's only his first foul. 7 seconds to go. Get a shot here, guys. Sikorsky has it. Back to Bell. Bell shoots a three. Buzzer goes. That's it. So after one half of play in this Class 2A regional championship, it is the Kewaunee Boilermakers 27, the Monmouth Roseville Titans 21. Woo! We will take a timeout, come back, look at the scoring, and just see what's going on with these two ball clubs. Titans basketball on WMOI and WRAM. Go ahead, Michael. Go ahead. Keep on singing that song.
Hey, you know, I would if you'd let me. I can barely get a word in edgewise.
Well, we took a survey, and that's the way our listeners want it.
Hey, research that one, Julie. Why do they say word in edgewise? Where'd that come from?
By the way, the Monmouth Roseville Titans students tonight are in pink in honor of Mrs. Williams, who died a couple years ago of cancer, and everybody else in our community that is fighting cancer. So lots of bright pink. And have you ever had pink body paint on before?
Body paint?
Yes.
No. Not body paint.
You should try it. All right, this is our halftime show, and our halftime show is brought to us by Independent Refrigeration and Heating. Their experienced technicians will give your system a full check, from burners to blowers to fan belts and thermostats. If you're ready to replace an old unit, they provide a full line of Trane equipment. Independent Refrigeration and Heating. Remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. Well, the Titans trail 27-21 at halftime. Sam Gillen, just 4 minutes into that first half, picked up his second foul, and Coach Grant chose not to play him the rest of that half.
Yeah.
And I think, and D. Coleman has played well. Nobody else is scoring for the Titans. I think the Titans got to be thrilled only being down six with that development.
Right. Two possessions in today's game is nothing. You know, a couple of three-pointers, you know, a turnover by the Boilermakers, and all of a sudden, you know, you're right back in it. So I do think the first 3 or 4 minutes of the second half, this third quarter, will be important, not to let, you know, Kewaunee get up maybe by 10, 15. And if they do that, then I think, you know, Titans will settle in. I really think we're going to be in for a good game at the end. But you're right. Sam Gillen with 2 points, and that was on a steal and an easy layup.
Early in the game.
Nothing in the flow of the offense, but you're right. D. Coleman with 9 in that first half has really been the only offense.
Well, Donovan Oliver, the all-stater for Kewaunee, is controlling the boards, and his running mate out there is Juan Contreras, and he had a big first half. Why don't we go ahead and go over the scoring for both ball clubs, Michael?
Okay, for the Boilermakers, you mentioned it. Juan Contreras, he had 16 of the Boilermakers' 27 points, and 12 of those were in the first quarter. So he had 16. Tanner Arzola with 2. Colton Johnson, their 6'5 senior lefty, he's got 2, but also with 3 fouls. And then Donovan Oliver only has 6 points, but you're right, he controlled the glass. He's got 11 rebounds in that first half.
Every time the Titans missed, he was the guy that got up and grabbed that thing and got them going. And they do like to run. Contreras and Arzola will get out there, and they've got a couple transition baskets off of Oliver's rebounds. But the Titans, you know, they're going to have Gillen back in the second half. Omar Akala hasn't been able to find a shot at all. And the Titans got to find somebody else to score other than D.
Right, yeah, and certainly, you know, a couple of guys may knock down a couple of shots. All of a sudden, you know, you might get, you know, build a little bit of confidence with the other guys. But, yeah, as we mentioned, D. Coleman with 9. Sam Gillen, Omar Akala, Jordan Cheek, and Jared Kirby, all with 2 points. Braden Reese with the lone three-pointer there in the first quarter. Jared Kirby's got 3 with that free throw. So, but again, minimal scoring for the Titans. Good, you know, everybody's kind of touched it a little bit, but they got to get some better flow offensively if they're going to have a shot here in this second half.
All right, we're going to take a timeout, come back, and I've got a special note that I want to make of a guy who is doing a heck of a job for the Titan basketball program. And then we'll also look at who else is playing tonight, feeding into the Princeton sectional. This is Titans basketball on WMOI and WREM. We are at Monmouth Roseville High School for Class 2 Regional Championship tonight. And the Boilermakers lead the Titans 27-21 at halftime. I want to give a special, note to JV coach Doug Dennison. Because as a JV coach and other things that he does in the Monmouth Roseville Titan program, I don't know if everybody knows, so I'm going to tell you if you don't know. Besides being his eighth year as the JV coach and coaching those kids to an 18-4 record and going undefeated in conference, I mean, they've done well every year. He always gets a top couple of kids off of that team that go directly to varsity. Of course, other JV teams do that too. But he has the kids play the Titan kind of ball, so they're ready at the varsity level. And you can tell when the kids get the varsity level, they're ready to go. The other thing about Doug Dennison is that he started in the junior Titan program like 13 years ago with fourth graders. And the guy just puts in so much time with the program overall. Now that his JV season is over, he takes over our 7th and 8th graders, is coaching them. I go to Central School last night. He's got 24 kids on the floor, and he's the only coach there for both of their practices this week. Tomorrow, those two teams will go to a tournament in Galesburg and play 3 to 5 games each, and he'll be there for every one of them. Tomorrow he's going to get help by Jason Lancaster, a newbie to the Titans program, and also Matt Crowley, our freshman coach. But Doug Dennison is a workhorse for the program, and sometimes that doesn't get noticed, and it should.
It should, and you're right. And I think the one thing that always pops out at me when it comes to that kind of stuff is Doug's attitude. Just always has a positive attitude, and I think that translates with the kids that he's coaching, translates to what they do out on the court. And if you ever watch a Titan game, definitely a fresh soft game, I think that attitude, his positivity to the program really resonates.
He is an absolute asset. So congratulations to Doug Dennison, and just wanted to make that statement before this season's over. But I hope that we have other broadcasts and other Titan games. All right. Second half is about ready to get underway. The other regional championships that are taking place tonight, real quick, that are feeding into the Princeton sectional.
Right, Sterling Newman is playing Oregon. That's at Sterling Newman. Rock Ridge is playing Princeton, and that's at Orion. I'm sorry, there was a Sterling Newman or the early one. And then Winnebago is playing Rockford Christian, and that is up at Byron.
And the winner of that sectional, I'm sorry, regional, will play the winner of this regional, and we are back underway. Titans start as they did the game, and they start with the ball. Coleman has it. Coleman gets it to Gillen out top. 27-21 as we start this second half. Coleman, guarded by Contreras, gets it to Coleman. Coleman goes in hard. Boy, looked like a reach by Oliver. No call. Ball's tipped, hits the baseline. It will be Titans ball.
Yeah, it did look like they could have gotten, as D was going up for the shot there, about a, oh, maybe 8-10 footer next to the lane. Oliver just reached his paw in there, and they're going to call it all ball.
Referee Dave Giesen lets Coleman tie his shoe, inbounded by Ocala to Gillen, out to Coleman, and now Gillen has it. Boy, Contreras is all over Gillen.
Yeah, as you would expect, the guy's quick. He picked the Sam's pocket.
Kirby has it, and it's blocked from behind as Ocala took it in. He got a black from behind by Manny Damas. Now it's to Oliver. Oliver takes it in hard against Cheek and puts it in for two, 29-21. And here come the Titans. So Johnson with three fouls does not start the second half. Coleman continues his good play for the Titans, goes right up and over Manny Damas, puts it in for two.
Yeah, simple pick and roll there on the right wing with Kirby and Coleman. I think you're going to see more of that as D gets comfortable.
Here is Arzola taking in hard, and it's a charge. Arzola made the shot, but Kirby stepped in, took one in the chops, and it is a charge.
You know, I think Jared could probably have maybe lead the team in charges if he would do just that. Arzola a little bit. Did they count the basket? They didn't count the basket, did they?
No.
Okay.
No. Not in high school.
Arzola out of control, went off one leg in the lane, and Jared just, yeah, like you said, took it right in the chest.
29-23, 6:44. Here is Coleman putting it in for two. D. Coleman is the man so far tonight for the Titans.
And he's got 13.
He's got to find somebody else to do a little scoring with him. Hopefully, Sammy Gillen gets going. Remember, he sat most of that first half with foul trouble. Boy, Contreras puts a move on Coleman, goes on around him, and throws a Derrick Rose-type floater in the lane for nothing but net.
Great floater.
Here is Coleman putting it in or up for no good. Rebounded by Damas. Here comes Oliver for Kiwani. Oliver's at the free throw line, and he travels. McAuliffe closed out on him, and then Oliver shuffled his feet, shakes his head, and we're going back the Titan way.
You know, Omar is the epitome of, you don't know whether they're winning or losing out on the floor. Caused a good turnover there, just walks down, minds his own business.
31-25 is the score. Coleman has it.
Get rid of it, Dean. Can't get a 5-second.
Well, someone needed to move. No one was ever moving for the Titans. Here's Ocala. Ocala gets it into Cheek. Ball's on the floor, and Oliver comes up with it. Here comes Kiwani. It's tipped off of Gillen. It will be Kiwani ball. So Oliver tried to get it ahead to Contreras, just couldn't quite find the angle. Ball's going to be brought in by the Boilermakers underneath the east end hoop. They get it into Oliver. Oliver goes up, over, no good. Gets the rebound. He's fouled by Cheek.
Well, we just got to box him out, you know?
Yeah.
And somebody's got to talk on that. They just threw it up for Oliver, and Omar wasn't looking at the ball. And they're going to get, who was that?
That was Cheek.
Okay, it's Cheek's second, I believe.
So they're not going to say it's a non-shooting foul. It was on the rebound, so it's going to be brought in by the Boilermakers. They give it in to Oliver. Oliver on the block, spins in, and they are going to call Ocala for a foul. Coach Grant wanted a travel call on Oliver, but Omar was draping on him, I guess, pretty good, according to the refs.
And I don't think that's a hold. Again, they call a hold. It wasn't a hold. There was some body there, and Omar was a little close, caused Oliver to trip.
So it's going to be brought in again, and it's thrown into Oliver. It's like Groundhog Day. We keep doing the same play on over again. Per the movie, anyway. Here is Arzola, backs it out, guarded by Gillen. To Oliver for a three. No good. He keeps shooting that three, but he's not making it. And it's tipped away. Coleman comes up with it. Coleman, left side, puts it in for two. 31-27. Coach Sean Lewis takes a timeout as the Titans and D. Coleman close the gap within four, 31-27.
And D has all six.
They changed it to a full. They signaled a 30, but
oh, yep,
Kiwani sat down.
Yep, it is a 30, though, Jeff.
Yep, just a 30. Hey, are you looking for an electrical contractor you can trust? Call Tinkham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to tinkhamselectric.com. And Q&S Country Auto Group of Monmouth, come in today where nobody beats our deal. Nobody.
You know, one of the things I have been slacking on a little bit, but I think it's part of, because the Titans are doing a pretty good job, is that they're not allowing, other than that one that just a couple of possessions ago, not giving up a lot of second chance points. We've really done a good job on the defensive boards. But you're right, maybe just kind of put a couple of things together, get someone else involved other than D, although, you know.
Hey, it's working.
If D can keep us this close, great. But eventually you're gonna need somebody else to step up.
Contreras has it up on the left wing out of this timeout, guarded by Coleman. Boy, just shake and bake on Coleman. Gets into the lane and then puts it up for two. I like that kid. He's a nice player, isn't
from,
he?
From 8 to 15 feet, he's pretty good.
Yeah, Coleman now has it to Ocala. Ocala back to Coleman. Coleman dribbles, gives it to Gillen for a three. Gillen up, long, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up again. It's no good. Oliver can't quite yet. He does track down the rebound. Good job by Donovan Oliver. And he gives it to Arzola, and here come the Boilermakers. Coach Grant wanted to travel. I think the Kiwani fans wanted to foul. Here is Contreras taking it in hard, rebounded by Kirby. Up, Kirby almost gets it stripped by Contreras. But he gets it to Coleman. 33-27, 6-point lead for Kiwani. Oh, they throw it away. D. Coleman got a little bit rattled and tried to force it into Cheek and threw it too high. It was too bad because he had Gillen right behind him,
yeah,
wide open.
Yeah, and D was, I think, a little bit more focused on Contreras, who Contreras was trying to, you know, rattle him, and they're jawing at each other a little bit down on the opposite end. D just needs to make sure he's taking care of his own business. And there's a little bump there. It's getting chippy already.
33-27, 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Oliver has it outside for Kiwani, gives it to Contreras. Contreras gets into the paint, going down the left side, no good. Ball is tipped, ball's on the floor. Kirby comes up with it, gets it to Coleman. He gets it ahead to Ocala. Ocala had no chance of making the layup, but he drew the foul. He knew he was gonna get fouled, so Ocala's gonna go to the line to shoot two. as he is fouled in there, I believe, by Ryan Hansen. That was an odd approach by Omar. If Hansen would have just got out of the way.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They called it on Arzola.
Well, they did call it Arzola.
But you're right. If Omar just would have went up for the layup, he had the angle. He could have maybe made it, but as you said, he had no chance of making that.
Arzola should have got out of the way because it would have been embarrassing for Omar, but instead he gets up, strokes the first one, misses the second one, rebounded by Kirby. He misses the putback, and now Oliver gets another rebound.
14.
33-28. Oliver gets into the paint. He slices and dices for two. Oliver just took it into the paint, and he's athletic enough. He can just kind of drift off sideways and banks it in for two. Here's a feed inside to Kirby. Oliver knocks it out of the hands of Kirby, so it will be Titans ball. The Kewaunee fans are very vocal tonight, thinking that they're not getting favorable calls.
Well, do you think that I think they thought maybe that Kirby's foot was on the baseline.
Well, we're closer than anybody, but they're at the other end. Anyway, it's Titans ball, 35-28, 7-point lead. Woo! Reese has checked in the ball game for Gillen. Back to Reese for a three. Big bounce off the rim. They get it ahead to Arzola. Arzola backs it back out. Contreras wanted it on the right wing.
Yeah, Contreras has definitely been feeling it. And Arzola's more the kind of crafty point guard, just going to bring it out and get it into their offense.
Here is Oliver forcing it inside. And Coleman comes up with the rebound and goes coast to coast. It's 35-30 in favor of the Boilermakers with 2:30 to go in the third quarter. Here's Contreras going hard, floater, short-armed it, but it's rebound. Oh, no! Offensive board by Ryan Hansen. He throws up a prayer that banks in, and he is fouled.
And wow. Ryan Hansen averaging 3 points a game. Really, just a complete non-factor there.
He just went towards the basket. The ball happened to come right to him, and then he kind of did this spinning, throw it off the bankboard thing as he was fouled, and it went in.
Right, yeah, just as the Titans, and now that's three on Kirby. Boy, Titans are going pretty small here.
See, a couple changes for the Titans. Coleman is still out there. Reese had come in for Gillen a little bit ago. Kirby, Bell, and Gillen now has checked back in.
Gillen with the task of boxing out Oliver.
It's a tough road to hoe there. 38-30. Kewaunee leads with 2:20 to go as the free throw was made. Coleman gets it across half court, gives it to Bell. Bell to Reese. Reese over to Gillen. Gillen gets it inside to Kirby. Kirby, skip pass over to Reese. Reese out to Bell. Bell for two. Good. Nice feed from Reese to Bell, and Bell cans the two-pointer, 38-32.
I like that offense.
I like that as well. A
little
creation.
Shot.
Arzola gets it to Oliver on the right wing, and he just takes it on inside and lays it over the front of the rim.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do with your Titans there.
Coleman has it, gets it to Reese. Reese guarded by Oliver, back to Coleman. To Bell, to Coleman for a three. It's up, it's good, and he's fouled. D. Coleman makes the three. He's fouled by Contreras. It could be a 4-point game if he can make the free throw, as it's 40-35.
Coleman with 11 in the quarter could make it 12. He's had 12 of the Titans' 14 points.
D. Coleman have a fascinating game. It's 40-35. You could see a 4-point play here if he can make the free throw. It's up. It's good. You just wonder if D's going to have the stamina to play at this pace, both ends,
well,
for the whole fourth quarter as well.
You leave it all on the line, and I would say D's going to step up to the challenge.
Arzola has it out top. Down the hands of Hansen to Contreras. Oliver wants it up top. Instead, Contreras gets it down to Johnson. Johnson shoots a shot. No good. Rebounded on the floor. Johnson comes up with it. Back out to Contreras. Big rebound there for Kewaunee.
Yeah, and Titans had three guys around it. Just didn't come up with it.
Here is Contreras.
Oh, that's a push-off.
I'm sorry. Ooh, Kirby blocks Oliver's shot. Bell has it. out to Gillen, to Coleman for a three. No good, it's short, tipped in the air. Reese comes up with it. Reese gets it inside to Bell. Bell to Kirby. Oliver swats it out of there. Kirby tracks it down. It's Titans ball. What a series.
Woo!
Here is Reese shooting a three. No good. That would have been so huge. But instead, Oliver comes up with the rebound.
What a series.
Wow.
I would have just been stuttering that entire time. So good job, Jeff.
40-36, 22 seconds to go. Contreras has it. Looks like Kiwani will hold for one. One of their coaches holds up a sign. I would just attack Johnson. He's hardly played any. If he gets the ball, I think I'd come over and box him. Anyway, Contreras has it out front. 8 seconds to go. Contreras between the legs going against Reese. Shake, bake, puts it up. No good. Oliver had a handle on it for a minute, but that is the third quarter. So it was a six-point game after the first half. It's now a four-point game, 40-36. Who knows what's going to happen in that fourth quarter?
Whew.
Boilermakers lead. We'll be back. Titans basketball on the Titans Sports Network. Well, how do you win your fifth regional in a row? You're on your home floor. You're the lower seed. And I like where the Titans are at right now because, you know, they got nothing to lose being the lower seed. They're close to Kiwani, and I think Kiwani might have thought they were going to roll a little bit easier in this game than they have been, and it's a four-point game. So who knows, Michael?
Yeah, you don't know, certainly, and we had somebody get a little extracurricular there on the in the bleachers there, so we got a little delay in game. But you're right. We're 4 points out, and Donovan Oliver has 12 points on the game. I don't think the Titans figured, you know, Juan Contreras having 20 in the game, you know, through three quarters.
And how about D. Coleman, 21 of his own?
Yeah.
It's been quite the night for D. If we can get Sammy going a little bit, get Omar to make a basket. Here's a three-pointer to start the second half, and it's going to be a jump ball as Ocala and Oliver both come up with the air ball that was shot by Zach Brown.
I tell you what, that's 5'10 going up against 6'6, and Omar held his own. I mean, that kid, I tell you what, I'd just like to bottle him up.
Like him to have a couple more years of eligibility. Here is Kirby on the right baseline off a feed from Gillen, puts it in for two. It's 40-38. Titans within two. Arzola has it, gets it to Oliver. Oliver kicks it out to Arzola. He's going to shoot a wide open three. Good. Arzola is fed on the left wing wide open, and he puts it in, 43-38. That's a big shot for the Boilermakers.
Yeah.
Gillen loses the handle. It's on the floor. He dives on the floor, and they're going to give Coach Grant the timeout. The Kiwani fans are outraged. And it's going to be Titans ball on the timeout call by Coach Grant as Gillen got it first. Then there were about three players on it. And it was one of the refs coming. It was actually referee
Furrow.
Aaron Furrow coming from clear across court, granting the timeout to the Titans.
Well, he had the best view of it as he was standing all the way across. He's standing in direct view of Coach Grant and then Sam Gillen trying to get the ball.
Well, it is a full timeout, but so when we got busy talking, didn't take it back to the station. But I'm going to tell you that a few of our sponsors on this fine 2015-2016 season: Office Specialist, Vic Roy Furniture, State Farms, John Ferguson, McDonald's, Doctor's Dissident Oil, Independent Refrigeration and Heating, Tinkins Electric, and Cunis Country Auto Group. Just a few of the fine sponsors for this basketball season. Whoa.
Well,
you can probably hear the Monmouth Roseville kids are straight across. It is bright pink, and they are fired up tonight.
Yes, they are. And, you know, if the Titans can convert here, whether it's a two or a three, if they can get something, that could be a really big turning point in the game.
Titans are going to bring it in. Better throw it. Gets it to Coleman. Coleman takes it in hard. Back to Ocala. Ocala up to Gillen. Gillen shoots a three. He's clobbered. Gillen is going to shoot three as he is fouled by Zach Brown. And Sam Gillen's going to go to the line to shoot three free throws, which I don't want to jinx him, but
I think
the cat is good at the line.
I think Zach Brown's going to be knee-deep in hot water over there with his coach.
You just think you're just incredibly clever tonight, don't you?
Well, all right. That wasn't bad.
That was pretty good.
Gillen, good. 43-39, 7:04 to go.
Yeah, just kind of a crazy sequence there. They thought D. Coleman had traveled. The Kewaunee fans did anyway.
Oh, Gillen misses the second one. And the third one's going to go up here in a minute. What a night at Monmouth Roseville High School.
Yeah.
Packed house. Fun. Gillen with the next one. Good. Makes two out of three. It's 43-40. And here comes Kewaunee. Arzola across half court. Gets a pick set by Hansen. Here is Hansen with the three. They put it back to Ryan Hansen, and he shoots a long, high arching three. It's 46-40. That was a big basket.
Not only that, they haven't set a play for him all night.
Shot by Kirby inside, and they are going to call a foul on one of the Titans on the rebound. Kirby missed the shot. It was tipped around, and they call a fourth foul on Jordan Cheek.
Well, I thought that was kind of a ticky-tack one there. I mean, I don't know if it really had anything to do with the play.
I didn't really see it. And Coach Grant isn't barking about it. And
I'm not sure
the referee was very emphatic that it was a push. Anyway, 46-40, Kewaunee has it. And they give it up to Zach Brown. Got anything else to add with that?
Nope.
Here is a drive inside. In and good from Donovan Oliver. He had a couple bodies against him, and he's able to bank it in.
Yeah, that's just, you just kind of tip your hat. That's just a tough shot, and it went in.
48-40. Gillen has it on the left wing. Pick set by Ocala.
They are not giving Sam any room.
Oh, and it's stolen. It was tipped by Arzola, and that's going to be a foul on Gillen, and it's good. NBA-type continuation there as Donovan Oliver went down the right block, was pushed by Gillen, and the ball goes in. I thought they'd call it on the floor, but they're saying it's good. You don't see that much continuation in high school very often.
No, not at all. So, I mean, it was definitely a foul, but it was a foul about 10, 15 feet from the basket. Oliver ended up right under the basket.
So we went from a three-point deficit 1 minute into this quarter to a 10-point deficit 1 minute later. And it can stretch to 11 if he makes the free throw. Does not. Ocala with the rebound. Ocala going to bring it on up. So Kewaunee, even though we got tied a couple times, they answered the bell and extended it again, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Here's Coleman, almost thrown away. Gillen comes up with it. Coleman's going to got it off to Gillen. Gillen tipped it out of bounds after he missed the shot and just couldn't quite handle the rebound.
You like the aggressiveness there from Sam, trying to make something happen.
50-44.
Just couldn't get it to go.
Kewaunee leads with 5:35 to go. Arzola has it. Arzola goes down that right baseline. Left hand, no good. Trying to put back by Damos, no good. He gets his own rebound. Then he saves it to Contreras. Contreras, a little floater again, right up and over Kirby. Juan Contreras, I don't know if it's a career night for him, but I'll tell you what, it's got to be close. And Coach Grant takes a timeout to try to get his Titans to regroup. It's 52-40, and we will take a timeout. Titans basketball on the Titans Sports Network. Welcome back to Monmouth Roseville High School Class 2A Regional Championship. Kewaunee led by three 1 minute into this quarter. Now they've extended that lead to 12, 52-40, and I'm impressed by Kewaunee. They're not getting too rattled, and they've hit a couple big shots once the Titans close the gap.
Yeah, and, for the Titans, there's still over 5 minutes to go here, which is a lot of time. We've seen the runs that teams can make. So, you don't have to get it all back at once. Just get good offensive sets and then just be sound defensively. Work your way back.
Out of the timeout, Titans have it. Coleman has it on the right wing. He looks inside, looks to Kirby, doesn't give it up. Finally, he decides to shoot a three. No good. Good rebound by Ryan Hansen from Kewaunee.
Yeah, Ryan Hansen's come out of nowhere. They've run a couple of sets for him. One out of two from three, and now comes up with a big rebound.
Arzola has it out top. Gives it to Contreras. Contreras down to Damos. Damos sets a pick for Contreras. Contreras tries to go against Gillen, nothing there. Then he goes on the baseline, swings it all the way out to Arzola. Arzola to Oliver. Oliver slices in hard, puts it in for two. Oliver's just too athletic. He went up and over Kirby, twisted his body, banked it in for two.
Yeah, and again, that's a tough shot. You just got to kind of tip your hat.
They get it inside to Cheek. Cheek is fouled by Oliver on the floor. Bounce pass inside from Gillen to Cheek. Cheek will shoot two. Oliver picked up his second foul, I believe it is. The winner will play Wednesday night at 7 in Princeton against the winner of the Byron Regional that is taking place tonight. We've had a lot of fun at sectional games over the years.
Get in there. There we go.
Cheek makes the first one, 54-41.
You know, and, you know, for the Titans, scoring with the clock stopped could be big, you know. Five team fouls for each team. But get to the line, score, the clock stopped.
Cheek makes both free throws, 54-42. Titans going for their fifth regional in a row. Got some cut out from down 12 with 4 minutes to go. Oliver has it to Contreras. Contreras backs it out, guarded by Gillen. Does some dribbling. Swings it on over to Arzola. Damos was going to take that, and I'm thinking his coach would have screamed at him. They kick it outside to Arzola. Arzola's in the paint, puts up a floater. No good. Rebounded by Cheek. Titans, if they can convert here. Here's Gillen taking it hard, and he is fouled with a body foul. Gillen put it on the left side. Arzola commits the foul, and it can be a three-point play for Sammy if he can make the free throw and cut it down to 9.
Well, I said score the clock stop, but also get the ball up the floor. Titans get good job there with the rebound by Cheek, and I didn't see who they outletted it to, but I'm assuming Coleman.
And it's good. 9-point ball game, 54-45, 3:43 to go. Arzola gets around Coleman across half court. Still think Oliver ought to just be sitting on the block. Now he's cleared down in the corner. Feeds it up to Arzola.
Well, pretty easy to see that the Boilermakers are going to try and take some air out of the ball. Titans are going to have to amp up the pressure and start putting them on the line.
Contreras has it to Arzola. Arzola, body foul by Coleman out front. That is the sixth team foul by the Titans, so it'll be bonus for all two teams, as we play the rest of this one out. Coach Graham's wanting to carry. And Coach Lewis was looking at him like, good try, Chuck. 54-45. Coach Lewis, former referee, did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. All right, here is Contreras, guarded by Gillen. Gives it up to Damos, over to Arzola. Arzola clear out top, guarded by Coleman. Titans look to box Damos, don't do so, and he gives it back to Hansen. Now to Damos. And it's knocked away by Ocala. Ocala does a reverse layup, gets it slapped away. Ocala got it slapped away, and D. Coleman picked it up, and he got fouled on a little stutter shot by Oliver and gets a great roll. And it's 2 for the Titans, and Coleman is at the line to shoot another one. We are down to 7 points. We can make it 6 with this D. Coleman free throw.
Well, you could see Oliver just sizing up Omar Ocala in that shot, and he did. He hammered it off the backboard, but fortunate bounce for the Titans right to Coleman.
That's his third foul. Coleman makes a free throw. We are down to a 6-point game with 2:45 to go. I don't know if Kiwani wants to do this eat up the clock thing, because I don't know if they're very good at it. Instead, Contreras takes it inside. He's fouled by Kirby. So Contreras is going to go to line to shoot 2. Kirby's picked up another foul. Coach Grant looks around like, what in the world? What kind of calls that? It's kind of the same look that some of the Kiwani folks have done, too.
Yeah, I didn't see that one to see if that was a foul or not. Was it?
It's so far away, I couldn't tell.
I'll get another, you know, set of focals. You'll get there.
Doctors Diston and Doyle. Yeah, maybe I need trifocals instead of bi. Anyway, Contreras makes the first one, 55-48. Seven-point lead.
Contreras, 6 of 9 from the line.
Kid has been a very good basketball player tonight. 56-48, makes them both. Here come the Titans, trailing by 8, 2:33 to go. Coleman takes it in hard, gets it slapped away, and it is going to be Titans ball. Contreras hit the deck. He kind of looked around. I don't know if he got hit by a pick or got what kind of looked to the ref
like. I think he did. Huh. I think either Kirby or Cheek got him.
Here is Ocala. Gets it to Cheek. Cheek guarded by Oliver, so I don't think he's going to try anything. Move the ball. Let's go. They finally get it to Gillen. Gillen goes in on the left side. Loses his up. Twisted his ankle a little bit. He does get back up, but it is a travel by Sam Gillen with 2:20 to go and an 8-point deficit for the Titans. Sammy just trying to force that in a little bit, and foot went whoop.
Yep. Still stutter, tried to stop on a dime and did not.
Here's Contreras, cross half court. They almost box in. Titans are gonna have to, they're gonna have to try something. They're down 8 with 2 minutes to go. They feed Deimos. Deimos has it. Throws it away. It was tipped by Ocala, gathered by Kirby. Here come the Titans. They get it to Gillen. You got to hit that, Sammy. It's up. It's well short. It's tipped out of bounds by the Titans.
Boy, Sammy just can't find it. He had a nice look there from the wing. Well within his range. He was about a foot behind the line, but
he's had to hurry. He's had to hurry shots more because Kiwani's doing a good job closing out on him, and when he does that, he's just not stroking it like he normally can.
Right. Well, and they're a little bit quicker than normal, what a normal Titan team would face. So, yeah, combine that and just a little bit quicker.
How about this? Arzola feeds it on over to Ryan Hansen, and Hansen cans a three from the corner. I think his coach is like, what in the world are you doing shooting that? And it goes down. And it's now an 11-point lead for Kiwani, 59-48, and Coach Grant takes a full timeout. We're going to get into a hack fest the last minute 30 to see if Kiwani can make free throws is what's going to happen. It is, we will take a break. Titans basketball on the Titans Sports Network. Well, it's not over till it's over, and no fat ladies singing yet, but it is 59-48, 11-point lead for the Boilermakers with a minute 37 to go. Boy, Titans had it down to 3 with 7 minutes to go, and Kiwani has just answered the bell with plays.
Well, and then we had it down to 5 with just a couple of minutes ago. But Ryan Hansen has 8 points on the game. He comes in averaging 2.7, and the two threes he's hit have been enormous.
They have. Reese has checked into the ball game. Here is Gillen. Gillen loses his footing again, and he does get it to Reese. Reese throws it away. They get it ahead. Contreras comes up with it. Nope. Coleman is able to take it from Contreras. Minute 19 to go. Got to score, guys. Kick it back to Reese. Coleman puts it up. He's good. D. Coleman continues his stellar play in this ball game. He hits the jump shot from 12 feet and is fouled. And we'll shoot one. It's 59-50. Nice to see that. Titans had to have that out of D tonight. And he's had some inconsistency in the calendar year 2016, but boy, he's got it tonight.
Yeah, and he's got 26 on the game. Just an unbelievable performance from your senior point guard. When you needed it.
Because, absolutely.
You haven't had a lot of consistency or production out of the other guys.
And it's good. Coleman makes it. It's down to an 8-point game with a minute 13 to go. And it's tipped away by Coleman. Coleman gets it ahead. Oh, that's goaltend. And they do call it good. So it went from Coleman to Gillen to Coleman. And it went in anyway, but they called an offensive goaltending on Oliver. It's down to a 6-point game. And Coach Sean Lewis takes the timeout with a minute 6 to go.
How quickly things can turn.
And it is a full one. So we're going to catch our own breath, go back station again. Titans basketball on the Titans Sports Network. The winner of this ball game goes to the sectional at Princeton on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Winner faces the winner of the Byron sectional. And who's it going to be? Just a minute ago, talking about a fat lady maybe warming up and all that, because the Boilermakers led by 11, but a big 3-point play by D. Coleman, and then a steal by him. And the Titans pull within 6, 59-53, and Kiwani will have it out of this timeout. They get it into Arzola. Arzola, Coleman tries to get it from behind. Arzola into the paint, and they throw it away. Oh, it's tipped out of bounds. Wow, that was close. It was Manny Damos lost the handle as he threw it back in, saving it. It hits Braden Reese, and the end result is that it is... here's a forced shot by Donovan Oliver, and Gillen has it at the other end. He takes it in hard, and it's good! Donovan Oliver forced a bad shot at the other end. The Titans came to this end, and Titans looked discombobulated, just like Kewanee's defense did, and somehow Gillen slithered under one of the Kewanee players, put it in, and now has a free throw and can bring the Titans within one, three. Misses it. Sammy missed it, and it's rebounded by Kewanee. Four-point game, 59-55, with 45 seconds to go. Oliver throws it away. So Donovan Oliver does the one-handed pass, throws it away, and it's back to the Titans. And another timeout is called by Kewanee as Kewanee's tightened up here in this last minute. Woo! 59-55, 41 seconds to go.
What a series there on both ends. Just poor pass by Oliver. Just tried to one-hand it off the dribble.
Well,
sailed
and,
on him.
You know, they always say, you know, why throw a one-hand pass when you don't have to? Because
right.
You got better control with two, and he just let one sail. I think it might hit one of the Kewanee cheerleaders in the noggin.
Yeah, and he didn't even need to throw it. He wasn't like he was being double or triple teamed. He still had his dribble. So
well, and also they had the inbounds that they tried to score within 3 seconds of the inbounds, and he took a bad shot. So big breaks for the Titans, and they took advantage of with Gillen's shot. He did miss the free throw, which was rare. On the floor for the Titans is Reese, Coleman, Bell, Ocala, and Gillen with 4-point deficit and 41 seconds to go. Coleman gets it across half court to Ocala.
To the basket.
To Gillen. Gillen has it tipped away. Coleman gathers it. He thought about shooting a three now to Ocala. Ocala loses his footing but gets it to Reese. Reese has it stripped away by Contreras. Contreras takes it in hard, and it's going to be on the floor, so shooting one and one on the foul by Gillen will be Contreras. And I think that's the fourth foul on Gillen, if it is on Gillen.
Yeah, just Titans couldn't get anything going to the basket. It was all side to side. And I guess you could say that's good defense by the Boilermakers. But
yeah, Oliver just reached in, tipped it away from Reese, and it was a turnover. So Kirby comes in for Bell. 20 seconds to go in the ball game. 59-55, Kewanee. And at the line is Juan Contreras, who's had a great game.
Only shooting 53%, though, on the year.
Boy, makes the first one.
He's 8 of 11 from the line tonight.
Definitely a gamer this evening. 5-point lead with 20 seconds to go.
Well, now you need either something really quick to the basket or a three and a timeout.
Second one's up, and it is good. And the Titans, per the scoreboard, are out of timeout, so you can't stop it if you score with 5 seconds to go. Gillen has it, 61. He gets it stuffed by Arzola. Damos comes up with it. Contreras has it in the backcourt, 11 seconds to go. And finally, Coleman fouls him. So with 9 seconds to go, Kewanee is at the free throw line, and it would take a miracle, but it looks like Kewanee will advance in this two-sectional. Coach Sean Lewis takes a timeout. And again, plays were made by Kewanee when they needed to.
Certainly was, and both offensive and defensive. I really thought the Titans could kind of do what they wanted when they needed to on the offensive end with our guard play. But boy, Contreras and Arzola really have kind of, certainly not D. Coleman, but our other guard play has just not been there tonight. And I think part of that is due to the quickness of those two guys.
Oh, I agree completely. Their quickness in tandem has been has been a huge factor that just adds to Donovan Oliver's game. So Kewanee's the real deal. I mean, they got a nice ball club, and they're 18-9 on the season, played a tough early schedule, didn't start off too hot. But, they played Rock Ridge to a two-point game, just like the Titans did a three-point game a couple of times. But in all likelihood, they're going to win this thing and go on to a sectional game against the Port Byron regional winner.
Well, and I kind of thought that the game that Contreras is having would be what Oliver would have. I read an article in the newspaper where, of course, Oliver is the school's all-time leading scorer. The top five leading scorers for Kewaunee all have a regional championship except for Oliver. So he was on a mission, and he said so in the paper, but it's really been Contreras who's carried them tonight.
Contreras to the line, makes it. So Donovan Oliver is going to Lewis University on a full ride for basketball. And he's a nice talent.
He's a nice player, good athletic.
Free throws missed by Contreras. 7-point game with 8 seconds to go. Here's Coleman taking it in the lane, puts a floater, no good. Coleman gets his own rebound, puts it in for two, and that will be the ball game. The final is Kewaunee, 62. Monmouth Roseville, 57. A 5-point regional victory for the Kewaunee Boilermakers. The Titans play second at regional, played their heart out, but couldn't get it done tonight. And the streak of regionals for the Titans is over as they were going for their fifth this evening. Didn't happen, but a great battle here at Monmouth Roseville High School. That was fun, Mr. Blazing.
Yeah, it was. You know, Titans never could get over the hump. You give your tip your hat to Kewaunee because their guys, the guys that you know, make them go, stepped up and played well when they needed to, just kind of played an all-around good game.
Well, I mean, they deserved to win. They made plays when they had to, and Titans had a nice season. They end up 18-10. Kewaunee improves to 19-9. What I am sorry is that we lose some seniors from this ball club, and the seniors that we lose play their last game for Monmouth Roseville is Sam Gillen, and Sammy's just had a great career at Monmouth Roseville High School. We will miss him. D. Coleman, another one. He has been at it since fourth grade. I know D. well, and he had a phenomenal game tonight. So we'll be sorry to see D. Finish his high school career. Omar Alcala, what more can you say? If to a certain extent, might even be the MVP of this ball club with all the intangibles that he does. He's a senior and graduates. Colton Kelly doesn't get to play much, but at every practice and cheering the team on, he's a senior as well. And Angel Ergwin, even though he came back from ACL injury after the end of the year and then broke a leg 2 months later, he battled hard and actually could have used him tonight because he takes more charges than anybody for minutes played. So those are the seniors that we will bid farewell to. And one other player that I'm certain that we'll probably bid farewell to is Carter Bell. He's just a freshman, very talented, smart player, but with his dad being the head coach up at Augustana, I'm sure they're going to get the heck out of Monmouth so Coach Bell doesn't have that transit to the cities every day. So anyway, applauding all of those guys that have played their last game for Monmouth Roseville High School. Here on the gym floor, folks, Kewaunee has received the regional plaque, and Coach Sean Lewis is holding it in the air, getting lots of hugs from his crew. And I think, you know, as you said, Donovan Oliver has not had a regional before, and I bet it's been a long time since Kewaunee got one because their program has kind of been mediocre for a long time. You can tell how happy those Kewaunee fans and students are getting this one.
You're right, because, you know, Donovan Oliver has been playing, you know, for 4 years, and he's been really good for 4 years, so you know it's been before that, and then how long before that, we don't know, but you're right. They showed up in full force tonight, cheering on their team, and they got a good one. That'll be an interesting sectional up there at Princeton. If the other top seeds move on, that could be a really good couple of days of basketball.
Oh, it's a loaded sectional. I like that. And I also applaud the Monmouth Roseville fans, faithful all year long, and there's a good thing going on at Monmouth Roseville High School with the student section. They are into it. They're coming up with different themes for each game, and the kids are loud, and they're having fun, and they're behaving. So, you know, it's just it's a great atmosphere, and things are good at Monmouth Roseville basketball-wise, and also to get this gym redone for this year. While it's an old thing that I refuse to call the shoebox for various reasons, it's small, but it is actually very nice now, and it's been a fun season.
It's a good atmosphere here, and I would rather have this than be in some big gym that's not full.
That's true.
I would rather have this atmosphere and just really have things just jumping rather than that. So, yeah, I don't have any problem with the regional being held here whatsoever.
All right. We haven't even got to the postgame show, but we're going to take a break and come back with that. Titans lose 62-57 in this regional championship game. You've been listening to Titans basketball on WMOI and WRAM. Well, Michael, the players did play tonight, and it was a good ball game between the Kewaunee Boilermakers and the Monmouth Roseville Titans. Boilermakers win the 2A regional title 62-57, and they are some happy folks dressed in orange and black all over the gym.
Yes, there are, and you know, there's definitely some sad faces on the Titans side, but you know, it's not what the Titans typically do, but 18-10 is nothing to sneeze at. You know, it's a down year if you look at the Titans the last half a dozen years, let's say. But still, 18-10 is not a bad year.
This is the postgame show brought to us by Serrar's Barnstormer in Monmouth, the finest steakhouse in the area. Enjoy delicious cuts of beef, fresh salad, and soothing soup choices. Make every event special at the Barnstormer. Also relax after the game at Petey's with their great selection of appetizers. Or enjoy a complete meal with sandwiches, salad, and soup. It's always game day at Petey's Pub and Grill in Monmouth. Michael, let's go ahead and get into the scoring for this ball game.
All right. For your victorious Boilermakers, we can basically stop at two guys. We won't, but we could. Leading the way for them was the junior shooting guard, number 30, Juan Contreras. Contreras had 27 points on the game, had 16 of those at halftime. So just and a good job on defense, you know, basically defended Sam Gillen most of the game. And so good job by him. The All-Stater Donovan Oliver with 18 points. I had him with 15 rebounds. That might have been a little low. As things got a little hectic, I might have missed a couple of there. But the other guy to note for the Boilermakers is the 6'2 senior, number 21, Ryan Hansen, coming off the bench with 9 points. And it just seemed that the two threes that he hit and then the and one that he got were just at the wrong time for the Titans. So all nine of his points just seemed to be huge. They come up with 62 points there. For the Titans, it begins and ends tonight with D. Coleman. Ends his career with 31 points, had just 9 of those at half, so 22 of them in the second half. Ending his career with that 31 points, just a great overall game by D. Also scoring for the Titans, Sam Gillen ends his career with 9, Jared Kirby with 5, Jordan Cheek with 4, and then with 3 was Omar Alcala, Braden Reese, and then with 2, Carter Bell. Titans on the short end of this one, 62-57.
All right, our player of the game. Our player of the game is brought to us by IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union. IHM VCU is owned by its members and dedicated to your financial well-being. Stop by one of their convenient locations or free ATMs today. Who's your nominee for the IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union?
Well, if it's multiple choice and I got A, B, C, or D, I'm going with D.
That's
D
right.
Coleman.
That's right. Ooh, I like that. D. Coleman had just a great ball game, and you know, he made it so the Titans had a chance.
From beginning to end, you know, he was aggressive at the start of the game, and you know, aggressive at the end of the game. So just you know, you never want to obviously lose your last game, but most teams, obviously all but one, have to. But boy, what a way to end it.
And D. Coleman is our IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union Player of the Game. Clark and Glasgow Law Office, well, you call us a team, call us a tribe, call us a family, but whatever you call us, we are who you need when your freedom is on the line. 734-8464, our Clark and Glasgow Law Office Defensive Player of the Game nominee. Michael?
You know, can I go with Omar Alcala for 2 straight games guarding the other team's best player, giving up height, and now you hold the All-Stater to 5 points under his average?
I think you absolutely do, because I thought he made Oliver Miller shoot, not Oliver Donovan Miller, Donovan Oliver shoot some shots that he shouldn't have shot, and it also made it so Contreras had to have the big night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, remember, it was Oliver scoring 46 points on Tuesday night.
Yeah, And not only that, some of the shots he made were just really tough shots. He had three or four shots that he was, you know, kind of contorted in the air, twisted, and they still went in, which just is a tribute of his athleticism. And so you give him credit for good shots. But, boy, I mean, it was just good defense, I thought, by Omar, you know, giving up that much size.
So Omar Kalla is our Clark and Glasgow Law Office Defensive Player of the Game. We are expecting Coach Grant to come up here. Probably a little bit longer conversation with his guys as he says goodbye to the seniors. But we'll give him another minute or two to get up here before we would decide to close it out ourselves. We're going to take a timeout, and then we'll be back. Titans basketball on the Titans Sports Network. And welcome back to Monmouth-Roseville High School, and it's the Class 2A Regional, the final. It was Kewaunee defeating the Titans 62-57. Coach Chuck Grant has joined me, and Chuck, this actually makes me appreciate even all the regionals that the Titans have won, because Kewaunee, it's been a long time coming for them, and they win it tonight, but there's a lot of joy on that floor from the Kewaunee kids.
Yeah, you know, and I feel good for them. And more power and congratulations to Kewaunee. You know, they had a great start tonight and made us, fight from behind quite a bit tonight. But, whether we've won 12 or 0, it's still a great feeling. So we're going to go back to work and get ready to bring another one back next year.
Yeah, no, I know. I understand that. But sometimes because you've had so much success, And people kind of get used to it. You kind of think, hey, don't take this for granted, folks. You know, regional's a nice thing, and you've got a lot of them since Monmouth-Roseville was formed. That you were going for your fifth in a row tonight. So it's just a reflection, kind of looking at how happy the Kewaunee folks are that, hey, you know, it's special to win regionals. So yeah. Congratulations to Kewaunee, but it was a hard-fought, fun game.
It was, and kind of piggyback what you were talking about. I mean, When I came to the realization of how special, you know, what we were doing was a couple of years ago when we had went to, you know, a couple of super sectional, Sweet 16 a few times, and then our soccer team won a regional, I think up at maybe Byron, I don't know if it was Byron, Stillman Valley, me over there, and I was the athletic director, and I saw what you're seeing. I saw the true joy that was in our soccer players that night, and that's when it hit me, because I think I honestly take for granted that we're going to be in the sectional every year.
Yeah.
And maybe that's arrogant. I don't know. But I honestly do. I take it for granted we're going to be in the sectional every year. And when we're not, it's like a, you know, baseball bat in the gut. So, like I say, more power and congratulations to Kewaunee. And hopefully they fare well next week.
Talking just about the game itself for just a moment, I thought it was amazing that Juan Contreras was able to have the ball game that he did. Oliver still got 18 points out of it, but he had to. It made it so he had someone else that really had to do something for Kewaunee, and Contreras answered the bell.
Yeah, he did. He played the game of the year for him, you know. And more, again, what better game for him to do it? You know.
Yeah.
And we tried a couple of different matchups on him. You know, his first step was a little too quick for a couple of kids, and. We ended up with D. I thought D really was our best matchup on that. And, you know, we were taking a lot of energy out of D's legs defensively that we need him on the offensive end. We drug a post up tonight to run more ball screens to get their bigs away from the basket. So, you know, that with a dribble drive, there was a little bit more, you know, expected of D, you know, as far as having the ball in his hands a little bit more and trying to create a little bit more. But, I guess we never really did find that matchup, but it really shut him down totally, the Contreras kid. But, you know, honestly, the kid that came off the bench, and you know, I'm terrible.
I know who you're talking about, Ryan Hansen.
Yeah, one of the Hansen brothers, I guess, you know. But you know, we were just talking down in the locker room, Coach E and Coach Simpson and I were, we were like talking about how we were slow on that little flare a couple of times, and we're like, well, you know what, we told the guys to go under it to keep the dribble in front of them, and they did that, you know, and you know, I mean, it was nothing, no mistake on our part. The kids were doing what they were told to do, and that was going at the screen to keep the ball in front of them, and the kid hits a couple of threes. So.
And I mean, to that kid's credit, the only, you know, he doesn't average, what, I think 3 points a game, but he had a couple big shots.
Yeah.
So, you know, and at the same time, and we had times where we just couldn't find another score, and that, to a certain extent, a five-point loss, that's kind of the difference.
Yeah, it is. You know, they did a great job on Sammy, and, you know, we couldn't shake Sammy loose as much as we would have liked tonight. And, you know, I mean, he was trying. I mean, he was using screens. He was back cutting. He's trying to get to the rim. I mean, you know, it wasn't working out for him. But you know, felt like our post players, excuse me, you know, when they went to the rim, you know, we had a lot of success. They got us going parallel quite a bit, or away from the rim a little bit more than we would like. But when they went through the guy, we had some success. So you know, when they thought they had us dead cold, here we come.
Absolutely.
And that's what we just talked about, is the character and the resiliency of this team that we've talked about all year. And, you know, we've had more talented teams than this, but no team with any more character than what this club has. I mean, they're just, you know, as a coach, I told them it's truly an honor to be their coach. I mean, the young men that they are, and they never quit. They just keep coming and coming and coming. And like I said, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, it's truly an honor to be their coach.
And we went over during the post-game show before you came on all the seniors that have played their last game as a Titan, and also mentioned that Carter Bell probably has done as well if his family ends up moving to the cities.
Hey, don't remind me of that tonight.
So, you know, you had a great senior class that's moving on, and Carter did a fine job for you too. So we're going to miss those guys. But it's only, you know, 15 minutes after the ball game, but like you said, you sit there and you want to reload and go again, you know, at it next year. But enjoy the season and the group of guys you had this year.
Yeah, thank you, and I appreciate your coverage as always, and your friendship and everything that you and I've kind of went through the went through the years with some stuff. We had our sons play together and kind of tagged along. We were kind of coached together the junior Tide level. That's when my hair was darker, and I was always still much better looking. But two things you can count on: the sun will rise in the east tomorrow, and the Titan basketball will be back next year.
That's right. Thanks for everything, Chuck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Coach Chuck Grant of the Monmouth Roseville Titans, and finished the season 18-10, and gonna miss the guys that are moving on. But like it is, I guess, in all sports, you just kind of reload and go again when the time comes. But it was a good season, Michael.
Yeah, I think so, and nothing for the guys to hang their heads about. But like you say, you know, you this one hurts because it's your last one. But you know what? Sun's going to come up tomorrow, and you get on with it, you know?
Well, I appreciate the color guys that I had this year. Scott McClintock, Craig Anderson, Pat Rep. I had Ron Grant one game. Had you here. I missed a few more games this year because of some travel, both for work and a little pleasure, and appreciate Sean Temple filling in for me. But it's been an honor bringing the Titan games to everyone this year. It's just fun to go to the games and call them out and have my buddies do the color with me. So I appreciate, Michael, you being with me most of the time.
Well, yeah, I've loved it. It's a great seat to watch the Titans play. You know, now that we've done this for a while, at least for me, you know, we've seen these guys at the junior high level, now at the high school level, so it's good to see them all the way through.
And if we do this, you know, if they allow us to do this next year, I think each year I'm going to let you talk just a little bit more.
Hey, what? You know what? I don't know. I might run out of things to say.
All right, that's it. We are done. Thanks for listening this year, folks. And Julie Richardson was our producer back at the station. Thank you, Julie. Great job this year, along with Carter Neal, who did a few games as well. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks to our sponsors. Titans basketball it's good, and it'll be back again next year, and we look forward to that time. So, for Michael Blazing, this is Jeff Thompson. You've been listening to Titans basketball on WMOI and WRAM.